You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on The Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Hi, I'm Heather here at The Sound of Life, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show this morning. I have an issue with holding grudges, and this is something that I, especially when it comes to my kids, have thought, well, this is a good thing. Like, I am showing my kids that I support them and that I am for them. And now I'm realizing that that's not the way that God wants me to be. And unfortunately, I've modeled that for my kids, that we hold on to things against people for a very long time. And this is something I feel like I need to backtrack on, because I do feel like I've modeled that behavior, and I got to write that.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
You may have heard us talk about the Dominican Republic. You may have even given to the Cup's mission. Hi, I'm Heather here at the Sound of Life. I've had an opportunity to go and see the Sound of Life Community Center. So has Joe. We actually have another trip planned with Joe and Kareen, January 15th through the 20th of 2024. You can be a part of it, all right? All you have to do is sign up, get details on our website. You can go to soundoflife.org.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
And can I encourage you to take some time to rest this weekend? You probably got a lot going on this summer. Lots of balls in the air that you're juggling. And maybe you just need some downtime. Schedule that into your weekend.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
Casting Crowns and Desert Road here at The Sound of Life. You could hear that live. Yes, they are coming. It's going to be September 28th to the Palace Theater in Albany, a night of worship. It's their 20th anniversary tour, and they're bringing a symphony with them. Tickets are available for this show. You can get details on our website. Just go to soundoflife.org.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Accountability is a really good thing, but it's hard also, right? I am Heather here at The Sound of Life. I'm realizing that I need accountability. Like, I don't always want it, but I need it. And I think sometimes I don't want it because I feel like they're going to tell me that I'm wrong or bad or, you know, whatever. But really, accountability is holding me to a standard that I really want to be held to. So even though that accountability can be really hard sometimes, I really need it.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, The Sound of Life.
Sometimes I need this reminder. Maybe you do too. Everyone is broken. I am Heather here at The Sound of Life. I forget this. Sometimes I believe the lie that it's just me. But we live in a horribly hard world that is full of sin and hate. Don't believe that you are the only one that struggles. Don't believe that you're the only one that has sin, because you're not.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
There are times I just really feel like I'm weird. And this is one of those times. Hi, I'm Heather here at The Sound of Life. I've been baking, I know, in the heat of the summer, but I just am using my bread machine a lot, and I'm loving it. I've been making cinnamon rolls and making dinner rolls. Well, last night, I had planned chicken sandwiches for dinner, and I didn't have enough buns. So I thought, I wonder if I can make some. And I did, like literally within a 3-hour period. And I used the bread machine. It was awesome. Now, I'd probably do the buns a little different. But you know what? It was good.
The Sound of Life.
When you invest in other people, which we should do, it's going to cost you something. Hi, I'm Heather here at The Sound of Life. Like, I have a friend that's really hurting right now, and I hurt for her. And there's not a lot I can do for her. And then I have someone in my life yell at me for no particular reason at all because they're frustrated. But that's a part of the investment in the relationship, right? Sometimes you're not going to get treated well. And I don't think that should be the norm, but it's definitely going to happen. And sometimes that costs me something.
The Sound of Life.
Just want to remind you, we're here for you. If you would like us to pray for you, or you have something to share about how God's using The Sound of Life, we would love to hear from you. We actually have a hotline that you can call and leave us a message. It is 800- 800-946-1765. 800-946-1765.
The Sound of Life.
Hi, I'm Heather, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show this morning here at The Sound of Life. If you love Torrin Wells like I do, he's going to have a new title soon. Yeah, pastor. He and his wife, Lorna, starting a church in Austin, Texas. I believe he's still going to do music. I don't know how he's going to do it all, but he's got a plan. So be praying for him.
The Sound of Life.
Although I wish this was true. It's not. Hi, I'm Heather here at The Sound of Life. You can't fix other people's problems. God calls us to walk through those with people and to stick by them. But we can't fix them. There's not always a quick fix. And that's really hard for me, especially for the people that I love the most. But God is asking me to be in it with them, not just to fix it. I got to trust that with him.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, The Sound of Life.
So I just want to remind you, you have a clean slate every single day. Hey, it's Heather here at The Sound of Life. And I forget this, but every single day, God's mercies are new, and so is the day. So even though yesterday might have been really, really bad, you get a new day today. What does God want to do? What does he want to teach you? What does he want to show you? You can decide for today to be a better day.
The Sound of Life.
Sometimes I forget that, how much God really loves us. That's Crowder here at The Sound of Life. I get wrapped up in my own stuff and in my own head, and I forget that, like, God loved us so much, he was willing to have Jesus die on the cross for our sins. Like, that sacrifice is crazy amazing. That love for us, it never fails. It never goes away. And it's not based on what we do, but who God sees us as. And he sees us through Jesus' death.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, The Sound of Life.
You might struggle with where to go, what to do, wishing that God would just tell you exactly what to do. I definitely have been there. Hi, I'm Heather here at The Sound of Life. I just want to remind you that God's word is a light to your path. It will guide you to where God wants you to go. Psalm 119:105 talks about that. But if you get into God's word, he's going to reveal himself to you. He's going to tell you what to do. Now, he's not going to say, Heather, do this or do that. But he's going to lead me in the right direction if I stay to the truth of his word.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, The Sound of Life.
Do you say no more than you say yes? Hi, I'm Heather here at The Sound of Life, especially if you take care of kids or have littles. I remember when my kids would go to the store with me and they were younger. Now they're 20, 18, and 16. And I would just say no to everything. Can we have no, 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 no. And then I realized as they got a little bit older that I could say yes. And they wouldn't ask for everything, because that was why I was saying no. I was just afraid they were going to ask for everything over and over and over again. And I just didn't want to deal with that. But the times when I would say, oh, I guess we can get that, they'd be like, what? Really? I'd be like, yeah. And it was fun. And there's times when I would say no because I didn't want the trouble. But sometimes I think I need to say yes more rather than no.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on The Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of The Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.